you doing?
What's it mean to you to join a team like the New England Patriots?
It's a great feeling. You know, knowing the tradition of this team, like I said, I'm happy to be here, and I feel like we got something special here.
What was your reaction?
Excited, scared. You know, going to a new city. I'm from down south, so you know, I'm not used to being this far out east, but. You know, it's just a great feeling. It's almost like a scary feeling because you don't know what you're getting yourself into. But I'm coming along.
You got someone like Rodney Harrison, though, to
Yeah. I talked to Rodney. You know, when I first got here, Rodney's a good guy. So you know, I plan on talking with him a lot more.
Yeah. The thing is, your perception of this organization, of this team, from afar and coming through, what do you expect to find from this team that you're most interested in learning about this team, about why it succeeds?
Well, you know what? One thing I've always noticed about New England is how they win, you know, and that's the main thing when I came here. You know, I just want to just study this team because Belichick does a great job with these guys, and it's funny how every Sunday they always come out ready to play, and they always on the game. So that's one of the things I want to learn while I'm here is just, you know, the aspect of winning.
Other players and other teams like marvel at the teams. Like, how do they get it done week after week, day after day?
You know what? We really do because we always sit back and just wonder. You know, every week they play hard. You know, if they lose a game, I mean, they still playing hard, and we always sit back and just wonder. You know, what's the secret? What is he telling them in the meetings? You know, to get those guys fired up. And like I said, I'm just happy to be here, and like I said, understand the aspects of this team and winning.
How hard is it going to assimilate yourself to in practice today? First practice tomorrow, first game coming up on Friday. It's sort of like a whirlwind.
You know what? It's exciting to me because it's I mean, I feel like I'm a gladiator as a player. I can come out and just play. This is a part of my life, and it's gonna be exciting to just practice one more time this evening, then have a game in the next 2 days. So I'm excited. I'm eager to show them what I can do out on the field and play hard for them.
One thing Adelius Thomas said, that he was surprised at Bill Belichick's, for a head coach, his hands-on approach. I mean, you just got here, but do you kind of get a sense that he's going to be in there with you guys?
I think so. I mean, he's a great coach. I mean, I can tell right now he paid attention to detail on everything. And, you know, like I said, I'm sure I'll be spending a lot more time with him. You know, this is just my second day, so I'm still, like I said, trying to fill everything out and fill all you guys out.
Was it all frustrating, Dante, with you know, with them having Tillman and Vasher and Manning there? And, yeah, it's obviously a position the Bears have invested pretty heavily at. So.
You know what? It was frustrating because I felt like I was a great player, and I wanted to be a part of that defense. And you know, when they paid those guys and gave those guys that kind of money, you know, I kind of had a sense in my mind that, you know, that's who they are. That's who they come to win. That's who they want to be with. But it never stopped me from working hard. Like I said, I just wanted to just back them up. If they was going to be the starters, I was going to plan on be a starter, but I might be number two. So it never really mattered to me. I just, you know, wanted to play hard and just do my best and just show the guys I can play.
What special teams do you play on?
Everything. Besides a field goal. I'm not a kicker.
How do you focus on the Asante Samuel situation?
You know, I didn't even know too much about it until I got here. I haven't really focused too much on it. You know, we had a similar situation with Lance Briggs, and he came back. So it wouldn't be surprising if Asante came back, but that haven't really been one of my concerns.
You ready to fill in if need be?
Yeah. If I have to fill in, I'm trying to learn as quick as I can to contribute real fast.
What's the Briggs situation like in Chicago? I mean, I know a lot of guys rallied around him, right?
Everybody was supportive of him. I think it might be the same situation that he has with, you know, the contract situation. But you try not to let that be a distraction. You know, you just have to do your part, and I only worry about myself. I can't worry about everybody else. So it's just pretty much it.
What about your game allows you to come in here, jump up into the mix, and get up to speed so quickly?
Just pretty much a cover two team, the same thing I've ran in Carolina and in Chicago. And they, like I said, it's just different terminology. They have pretty much the same techniques and everything. And, you know, I feel like I can jump in and just play. It's not nothing new to me.
Is it normal for a defensive player like yourself, special teams, to be excited about joining a Bill Belichick team?
Yeah. I mean, I'm very excited. Like I said, I have always wondered, you know, how did he get those guys to play week in and week out? And I'm a part of it. So I'm just trying to sit back and just take it all in and understand him.
How did you get the news?
You know, Chicago had just let me know that they wanted to trade me, and like the same night, I was had my kids and my wife out at the movies watching Transformers, and got a call, and the guy told me that New England was gonna pick me up, and could I get on the first flight the next morning? So I got on the flight. The flight was delayed by 2 or 3 hours. Flew on out here, went, took a physical, came out here in the middle of practice, and they suited me up, and I didn't know what to expect. I'm just out here just looking like, man, you know, it's funny what can happen all in 24 hours. So, you know, but it's been great so far.
Do you
so.
Know anybody here?
Yeah, I knew Eddie Jackson, Terrell Hawkins, Dante Stallworth. I knew those guys before I got here. And, you know, it's kind of, I played with Eddie and Terrell already at Carolina, so it was kind of, you know, fun to get back and play with them again.
So you look at yourself as more than a special teams guy?
I've always viewed myself more as more than a special teams guy. I mean, I feel like I can play cornerback, I can play special teams, I can play pretty much, I feel anywhere on that field, you know, so. Whatever my opportunity here, whatever they're going to give me a chance to do, I just want to do my best, do 100%.
Were you up there on the field for the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I was.
What's your vantage point on that?
You know what? With me, I already have been in the Super Bowl before when Carolina played against New England. I kind of knew what to expect, the hype of the game, you know, and one thing I always remember about New England was that when they came out and played, they played hard. And they came out, dirty, just knocking everybody down. So in the approach to the game last year, I was telling a lot of the young guys, you know, we got to go out here and take this game. So that was my approach, coming in like New England came in on us, just dirty and aggressive, you know. So that was pretty much it.
And what did you do on that play?
I blocked. I'm part of I was the L tackle, part of the kickoff return. And I remember I was making a block, and I heard the crowd just start hollering. And I kind of let go of my block and look, and Devin was already up the field. So I knew I didn't even try to chase him. I just walked to the sideline, got a drink of water because no kickoff team coming right back.
When you look at the contract that Nathan and Charles got, what does that say about the value that Bears put on that position?
It just let me know that they was comfortable with those two guys they had. You know, it let me know that they wasn't planning on going no other route. They wanted to keep them there for the amount of years they had. And, you know, and that's what it's going to be. And so, like I said, my main role, I was a backup, and I think that's primarily what they was going to keep me as a backup. So, like I said, I'm just glad New England just gave me an opportunity to come here and just, you know, show what I can do to another team, you know, and try my best to help them out, you know, whatever it may be. I'm not trying to come in and just say I'm taking everybody's position, nothing like that. I'm just coming in. I'm just going to play hard and whatever the chips fall, they fall.